What do you keep in your desk drawer? What do you keep in your pantry or wherever is close at hand? For me, I would say always have a selection of protein bars. Sometimes I might just have one, but I often have a choice because there are just so many of them out there these days. Some of my favorites are from Good Snacks and Vega, as well as the classic Clif. But of course, there are many, many more. Now, I tell you this not because it is an ad, but because it is a listener question. The listener we're going to feature in today's Q&A is launching their own, and it sounds incredible except for the taste. One small problem there, but they assure us they're working on it. So they're going to have to solve that themselves. Otherwise, they're wondering, what are the next steps to making their all-in bar a protein-packed, profitable creation? Protein-packed, profitable creation, you know, like a nutrition bar that makes money. That's what we're talking about. What is the best way to get to market? Detailed question and my answer coming up after this actual ad from our real sponsor.
Hey, Chris, this is Emma from Austin, and I've been following your projects for a couple of years. I've invented a new kind of protein snack I call the All-In Bar. It works for people with almost every dietary restriction, including gluten-free, vegan, and low-carb. As for how it tastes, well, that part is a work in progress. But I'm also thinking ahead. What are the steps to getting to market with my all-in-one bar? How can I be on the shelves at Whole Foods 1 year from now? Thanks for any advice you can share with me.
Emma and Austin, thanks for the question. Hope you're doing well, and I'm excited to hear about this challenge. So let's think about it. The all-in bar, great name, by the way. Let's go all in with one bar to rule them all. How can you, in fact, be on the shelves at Whole Foods? Also, I love the specificity of the goal. Whole Foods, 1 year from now, let's assume it's not just Whole Foods, but you want wide distribution. You want the all-in bar to be a big success. Step one, that's on you. You got to solve the small problem of taste, you know, because that kind of, that's a prerequisite for everything else. But I think you know that. So step two, I would say connect online and locally with other food producers. There's a whole industry. There are lots of resources. There are food kitchens, commercial kitchens, and networks of people who are all making food and beverage products. I know in Austin, there's a great community of people doing just that. And in most other cities as well. And the great thing about this is it's not just big cities, right? Because people everywhere, they eat food and they consume beverages. So even in smaller cities, you will be able to find like co-op kitchens and, you know, other people with the same goal or at least a similar goal. So I would say first and foremost, do that. And then online, there are lots of resources, guides, checklists, other networking events that you can attend virtually or in person. You know, and a lot of the questions that you have are going to be answered along the way there. Now, step three, which you can also be thinking of simultaneous with step one and step two, or synchronous, you know, whatever the word is, invest as much time in branding as you do with the product itself, or at least invest a lot of time in branding. Like, this is a very competitive space. And I don't think you're going to succeed with just a great all-in bar. Even after the taste problem is solved, you're going to need a hook, a story, great packaging. If you just go to a store like Whole Foods or another grocery store, you can see so many of these bars and so many of these like protein snacks and such. So you are going to want to make sure it looks great in addition to tastes great. And then step four is kind of to begin thinking about logistics and distribution. And sure, you want that big name grocery store, but what about your local co-op or your small local grocery store? That might be easier to get into. And it will also give you some critical info. Like, you're not going to fail, but just in case you do fail at first, you would rather fail in a small test at a local store or two than with the big, you know, national distribution of that. Obviously, they're going to do some testing too, but you don't want to fail in their test. So you want to make sure you're well prepared to succeed by the time you get to that point. Now, I know that's a lot of steps, but this is a project that requires a lot of steps. It's a lot of work. Like, there are many steps within the steps. But now at least you know what to do. You can start doing the work, at least as soon as that all-in bar actually tastes as good as it promises to be. So good luck, Emma. I am cheering you on, wishing you well, and I look forward to trying the all-in bar. Okay, listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're working on, what's going well, what's not. We'll continue to update our listeners about various projects along the way. New episode every single morning. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.